For those of you new listeners, that's the celebrity phone ringing, and that's always a surprise because I don't know who's on the other end of the phone. Should we just let it ring? I should answer it. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi there, Sugar Ray Leonard here.
Oh. I mentioned one time I mentioned I did musical theater and I'm never going to hear the end of it. Legendary boxing champ, Sugar Ray Leonard, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So you're hitting me up for dancing advice now? Is that what it is? First boxing and now this?
Well, I kind of fell into this and I love it, but it's really stressful. It's frustrating. For some reason, I can't do the choreography. I mean, it's an amazing experience, but it's pretty tough.
So now, that's one of the things that people always say on the competition, is that it's physically draining, but is it the choreography? Like, what have you found to be the most challenging so far?
Well, me, it's putting the pieces together, you know, because I'm a simple guy, so if I see the whole blueprint, I got it. But if I go from the end of the choreography of the routine to the first part of the routine to the middle of the routine, I'm lost.
Yeah.
But once it's all put together, Jeremy, I get it. I kind of get it. But then also, my posture, which I trained for 37 years to maintain to become a world champion, doesn't suit me well.
Right. So it's I guess, keeping the steps in order then. Because, I mean, when it comes to footwork, I mean, boxing, you've got to have some pretty, you know, good moves there. But you're talking actual, like, step by step by step is kind of what's hanging you up a little bit.
Well, the step by step, and then at some point in the routine, I feel myself hunching over. Because, again, that's boxing for 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, your partner, she's been a ballroom dancer, well, since she was a kid, so, and she's really putting you through your paces then. Only a few weeks into the show, so is that something you found the most challenging, is keeping your posture, like focusing? I mean, you're doing a lot of things at one time, I guess, is also a complication.
I'm doing quite a few things at one time, and the problem is, well, it's not a problem. What I deal with is the fact that I'm, you know, I go to rehearsal for 5 hours, 6 hours, then I come home, then my wife says, you know, put your shoulders down, you know, put your chin up, put your this, do that. I mean, I hear it all the time.
Now, is your wife, like, at the rehearsals then? Is she kind of sitting in the corner giving you the eye? Like,
no, she is not. No way. No way. She's not allowed in my workouts or rehearsals. But when I come home, it's like being in the gym.
You can never cut a break, I guess.
I can't cut a break.
No. So, I mean, last week didn't go so well on the show. Are you stepping up your game? Are you doing anything differently this week? What's your plan of attack?
My dance is a possibility, and I have to really bring it on. I got to bring my A game. Posture, no posture. I'm going to bring everything.
We'll be watching. See, you can always just maybe, like, stare into the camera and tell viewers that you'll come after them. There's that intimidation factor that you have, right? There's an advantage there.
I don't think so, Jeremy.
No?
I think that's long gone. I was never quite intimidating. I'll try.
We've got to get back to the music. More with surprise guest Sugar Ray Leonard right after this. Jeremy Bradley here at the controls. You know how I love surprise guests. Sugar Ray Leonard from Dancing with the Stars is joining us once again. And I know just in the short time you've been on Dancing with the Stars, your Twitter page has just exploded with fans over the past few weeks. So everybody's checking in for updates with you on there.
Well, that's who saved me. I mean, my fans have helped me. You know, all those years of having, you know, fans around the world, and it's been amazing. They've really come to my rescue.
Where can we find you on Twitter? What's the address there?
It's Twitter. It's Sugar Ray Leonard.
We'll check that out. So you're a busy guy, so you're on the show, and I know you've got a book coming out this summer, isn't it? Your autobiography.
My book comes out June 7th, and I'm going on a book tour, signing, as they call it, and I've been working on this book for almost 2 years. It's my memoir, and Michael Akush is my writer, who stuck with me for such a long period of time, and it's inspirational as far as I'm concerned, because I truly believe that people only see the finished product. They don't know what I've endured to get to where I am.
Now, we hear a lot of people, when they do write their memoirs, it's sort of, they feel so exposed, but it's also, it gives you a good feeling because you are just able to get everything out. So is that kind of how you felt with the book coming out?
You were so right, Jeremy. I mean, it was trepidation at first. No one wants to, you know, lay out their dirty laundry. But, you know, for me, it's been cathartic. It's been therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wonderful experience. You know, I went through a mirage of emotions from crying to anger to happy. It's really something.
And so it's called The Big Fight, is that right?
The Big Fight, yes.
My life in and out of the ring, and I know you've got to get going back to rehearsal, but very quickly, you work extremely close with some children's charities, charities as a whole, really. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is close to your heart. Tell me what that cause means to you. Why is it so important? Why do you feel so important to give back?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'm a father. You know, I'm a son. I'm a parent. And that means the world to me. And if I can use my celebrity, what little celebrity I have, I will use that to make to raise awareness and raise funds for JDRF.
That's so great to do that. So we're going to be watching you Dancing with the Stars on ABC. We're going to be watching for the new book in June. Boxing champ, all-star dancer Sugar Ray Leonard. Thanks so much for calling in today. All the best to you.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Take care now.